Hello friends, now we are going to see everything about acceptance. See, we have seen in the previous chapter what is presentment and where presentment for acceptance is required. Acceptance is given by the drawee that I accept my liability. Acceptance can be given by a drawee in case of need, and in some exclusive cases, acceptance can be given by an outsider, some other person mentioned in the bill that he is accepting for honor. We have seen these definitions earlier: who is an acceptor, acceptance for honor, who is a drawee in case of need. Now, the first question: who can accept? Who is the person who is supposed to accept the liability? The bill is drawn on somebody. That somebody has to make the payment, so he agrees, okay, I accept to make the payment. So basically, it is the drawee who can accept. But what does the Negotiable Instrument Act, what does it say? That a negotiable instrument is one which can be made, drawn, accepted, endorsed or negotiated by a person who is eligible to enter into a contract. So who can be an acceptor? The acceptor has to be somebody who is eligible to enter into a contract. Obviously, someone who is disqualified from entering into a contract cannot become an acceptor. So the acceptor has to be someone who is capable of entering into a contract. Normally, someone who is a party to the bill, the drawer, drawee, drawer himself may accept, the drawee he can accept, or the drawee in case of need can accept the bill. Now these are all people who are related to the bill. They are all connected with the bill. The drawee is the person on whom the bill is drawn, the drawer is the one who is drawing the bill, the drawee in case of need is mentioned in the bill, so they are all parties to the bill. So usually a party to the bill will be the acceptor. Sometimes in exceptional cases, an outsider will accept the bill. That outsider will accept for honor. So he does it in order to protect the honor, the reputation of the drawer or the drawee. Usually this acceptor for honor will be somebody closely related to the drawer or the drawee. He may be the father, the son, the brothers, or another partner, or a very close friend or relative of the drawer or drawee. So usually it is the drawee who will be the acceptor, or a drawee in case of need. In certain cases, it can be an outsider who is accepting for honor, for protecting the honor of the other parties. Acceptance by drawee. A bill drawn on a specified person. Bill is drawn by A on B for making payment to C. Now only B can be the drawee. It is mentioned in the bill. It is drawn on B. Mr. B, please make payment to Mr. C. So B only can be the drawee because it is specified. Now here no one else can accept the bill. It cannot be accepted by X, Y or Z. Bill cannot be accepted by two or more persons. If the bill is drawn on Mr. B, only Mr. B will accept. Mr. B and X, Y, Z will not accept jointly. Ki B aadha paisa dega, X and Y will give remaining half amount. No. It is drawn on B, only B will accept fully. Unless it is mentioned in the bill itself ki B ke saath X or Y bhi accept karenge. If that is mentioned in the bill, that the bill is drawn on B, Mr. B please pay to Mr. C. Acceptance will be by Mr. B and X and Y. Yadi aisa likha hai, toh then three people can accept, but otherwise only one person will accept. Where there are several drawees mentioned, suppose the bill is drawn on B and C for making payment to D. So there are two drawees. बी एंड सी. तो यहां पे बी एंड सी कैन बोथ एक्सेप्ट, बट दे विल एक्सेप्ट ओनली ऑन देयर बिहाफ, इट इज नॉट जॉइंट एक्सेप्टेंस. बी इज एक्सेप्टिंग ऑन हिज ओन बिहाफ, सी इज एक्सेप्टिंग ऑन हिज ओन बिहाफ. सो वेयर देयर आर मोर ड्रॉइज मेंशन, ईच वन विल एक्सेप्ट ओनली फॉर हिमसेल्फ, ही इज नॉट बाइंडिंग द अदर पर्सन. इन अ पार्टनरशिप फॉर्म, वन पार्टनर कैन एक्सेप्ट ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ अदर पार्टनर्स. सो इफ द बिल इज ड्रॉन ऑन अ पार्टनरशिप फॉर्म, एनी वन पार्टनर साइनिंग इज बाइंडिंग ऑल द अदर पार्टनर्स. इंडिविजुअल केसेस नो, इंडिविजुअल्स दे कैन बाइंड ओनली देमसेल्स, दे कांट बाइंड द अदर पीपल. बट इन द पार्टनरशिप केस, पार्टनरशिप फॉर्म, एनी वन पार्टनर साइनिंग एक्सेप्टिंग इज बाइंडिंग ऑल द अदर पार्टनर्स. एक्सेप्टेंस फॉर ऑनर, आई टोल्ड यू दैट इफ अ बिल इज ड्रॉन बाय ए ऑन बी फॉर मेकिंग पेमेंट टू सी, बी डज नॉट पे, सी इज आस्किंग फॉर पेमेंट एंड बी इज नॉट पेइंग, और उसके पहले बी को बोला एक्सेप्ट करो, बी बोलता है मैं एक्सेप्ट नहीं करूंगा. दैट मीन्स इवन बिफोर द पेमेंट इज डिमांडेड ही इज रिफ्यूजिंग टू एक्सेप्ट द लाइबिलिटी. जब वो एक्सेप्ट ही नहीं कर रहा है तो पेमेंट का सवाल ही नहीं है. सो वेन बी रिफ्यूजेस टू एक्सेप्ट और बी रिफ्यूजेस पेमेंट, इन दैट केस ये ए को पहले से ही मालूम है कि बी शायद नहीं करेगा पेमेंट, तो पहले से वो प्रोविजन कर देते हैं दैट इन केस बी डज नॉट पे और डज नॉट एक्सेप्ट, मिस्टर एक्स विल एक्सेप्ट. सो मिस्टर एक्स इज द एक्सेप्टर फॉर ऑनर, क्योंकि बिल बाउंस नहीं होना चाहिए, पेमेंट रिफ्यूज नहीं होना चाहिए, अदरवाइज बिटवीन ए एंड सी रिलेशनशिप विल गेट स्पॉइल्ड, बिजनेस विल नॉट हैपन. इसीलिए ए पहले से ही लिख देता है कि मिस्टर एक्स विल बी द एक्सेप्टर फॉर ऑनर. So the acceptance for honor must meet the following. An acceptor for honor, he can become an acceptor for honor only under these conditions. It says the instrument must have been noted and or protested for dishonor by non-acceptance. B ne refuse kar diya, I will not accept. To turant us bill ko notary ke office mein register mein enter kara dete hain ki this was refused. B refused to accept. So there is non-acceptance on the part of B. So wo enter kara dete hain. It is noted in the books of the notary. And he gives a certificate. That certificate is known as the protest. So this is noting and protesting for dishonor by non-acceptance, not non-payment. It is non-acceptance. Or for better security. बी ने मान लो एक्सेप्ट भी कर लिया, फिर भी सी इज नॉट हैप्पी विद बी एक्सेप्टेंस. सी पहले से ही बोलता है कि आप बिल बनाओगे तो प्लीज उसमें और किसी का भी नाम डालो. बी तो एक्सेप्ट करेगा बट प्लीज पुट समवन एल्स, समवन एल्सस नेम, बिकॉज आई वांट अश्योरेंस कि बी ने नहीं दिया तो भी और कोई पे करेगा. तो शुरू में ही हम एक्स का नाम डाल देते हैं, दैट इज फॉर बेटर सिक्योरिटी. द इंस्ट्रूमेंट मस्ट हैव बीन नोटेड एंड ऑर प्रोटेस्टेड फॉर डिसऑनर बाय नॉन एक्सेप्टेंस और फॉर बेटर सिक्योरिटी. बी प्लस एक्स दोनों मिलकर एक्सेप्ट करेंगे. ये शुरू में यदि तय हुआ है तो फिर वो नाम डाल दिया गया. द होल्डर मस्ट एग्री टू द एक्सेप्टेंस फॉर ऑनर. इफ ए इज राइटिंग द नेम ऑफ मिस्टर एक्स, दैट मिस्टर एक्स विल बी द एक्सेप्टर फॉर ऑनर, सी शुड एग्री टू इट. सो पहले से ही ए सी को बता देगा कि आई एम पुटिंग द नेम ऑफ मिस्टर एक्स, he will be the acceptor for honor, और ये मान गया C, तो फिर उसका नाम डाला जाएगा. So the holder, that is the beneficiary, the person who is going to get the payment, he must agree to the acceptance for honor. The acceptance for honor must be written on the bill and should be duly signed. When the person, Mr. X, he is the acceptor for honor, he says, okay, I agree. बी ने नहीं माना, आई एम रेडी टू पे, आई एक्सेप्ट माई लाइबिलिटी, एंड ही विल साइन एंड ही विल पुट हिज नेम एंड मेंशन देयर एक्सेप्टर फॉर ऑनर, बिकॉज हिज नेम अदरवाइज विल नॉट अपियर इन द बिल एज अ पार्टी टू द बिल. ही इज नाइदर द ड्रॉअर नॉर द ड्रॉई नॉर द पेई और बेनिफिशियरी, ही इज एन एक्सेप्टर फॉर ऑनर. सो ही हैज टू साइन देयर एक्सेप्टेड, पुट द डेट, put a signature and write down below his signature, acceptor for honor. Now what are the liabilities of the acceptor for honor? he is entering into the shoes of the drawee. Drawee is supposed to make payment to the payee. But drawee kehta hai ki no, I don't want to accept. Now, acceptor for honor has come into his picture. He has entered the shoes of the drawee. So, he is signing, I accept. The liability of the acceptor for honor comes up when the bill has been presented to the payee for payment and he does not pay. The bill has been noted or protested for non-payment. Bill has been presented on or before the due date and it is not paid. Acceptor for honor, his liability comes into the picture when the drawee does not make the payment. Pehle usne sirf sign kiya, accept the liability, I will pay. Since the drawee is not accepting, I am ready to pay. Sign kar diya. Ek bar sign kar diya, to he becomes liable to make the payment. On the due date, he has to make the payment. So the payee will come and ask him, dekho bhaiya, aapne yahan pe sign kiya hai, you have accepted your liability, ab payment do. He will make the payment if suppose the payee goes to B, the drawee first, and B refuses to make the payment, then that bill is presented to the notary, it is entered in their books, and he gives a certificate, that is the protest. To wo protest certificate lekar aayega X ke paas, X is the acceptor for honor, and he will show, see, this bill has been dishonored by the drawee, and you have accepted for honor, now you make the payment. So, his liability comes into picture when the bill is presented to the payee for payment and he does not pay. The bill has been noted or protested for non-payment. The bill has been presented on or before the due date and it is not paid. It should not be an overdue bill. It should not be a matured bill. Before the due date, he comes and the payee, the beneficiary, the endorsee comes and asks for payment to the acceptor. That time his liability comes into picture. The acceptor for honor has to make the payment when it is presented on or before the due date and it is not yet paid. Drawee ne payment nahi kiya, isliye acceptor has to make the payment. So, see, we have seen that a drawee has to accept the bill. He signs on the face of the bill, I accept, sign, date. If the drawee does not accept, the acceptor for honor signs. Accepted, puts the date and signs and writes down below acceptor for honor. So, what are the valid acceptance? What is the essential requirement? A valid acceptance is one where it has to be in writing. Orally bol diya to nahi chalega. Okay, haan, main to payment de dunga na, rehne do na, ab kya sign mang rahe. No, that is not an acceptance. Orally bola to chalta hai, but it is not in writing. So, for legal requirement, it has to be in writing. It has to be signed. Simply likh diya accepted or date dal diya, so that is not sufficient. Signature is a must. Without signature, the acceptance has no meaning. It should be on the face of the bill. It will not be on the back side of the bill. It will not be on the another paper attached to the bill. It has to be on the face of the bill. Bill is this size, whatever size. Upar mein kahin bhi jahan pe thoda sa open space hoga, wahan pe wo sign karega aur likhega accepted. So, it has to be on the face of the bill. Acceptance must be completed by delivery. Once the acceptance is done, once he's put the signature and the date, it has to be handed over back to the payee. Wo apne paas nahi rakhega. Apne record mein file karega nahi. He has to hand it over to the payee. Because payee will then come and ask for payment on the due date. So, acceptance has to be completed by delivery. Accepted bill should be handed over to the holder, to the payee or endorse. Acceptance may be general or qualified. Sirf sign kar diya, accepted, date dala, sign kar diya, it is a normal acceptance, general. But usne sign kiya, accepted, provided, 1, 2, 3, 4, conditions dal diya, so that is a qualified acceptance. See, a bill of exchange has to be an unconditional order. No conditions attached. No conditions, no strings attached. But endorsements and acceptance can be with conditions. There is no bar for conditions for acceptance. We cannot say, are condition nahi chalta hai negotiable instrument ke liye. condition is not acceptable for preparing the promissory note or for bill of exchange, but for endorsements, for acceptance, you can have conditions. Now, what is a qualified acceptance? Qualified acceptance is where conditions are spelt out. Bill should normally be accepted without qualification. This is the normal trend. We all expect ki haan, sign kar do, payment denge, I accept my liability, responsibility. But if the holder agrees to the conditions mentioned, he discharges all the parties prior to himself. See, normally when there is trade taking place, especially foreign bills, foreign countries say maal aane wala hai, the person who is agreeing, the drawee accepts or the acceptor for honor, wo bolega haan, Germany se machinery aa rahi hai, so he will say, I want this machinery to be shipped only by so and so ship, ship name Queen Mary. So payee also agrees to it, the drawee also agrees and they say, haan, ye machinery is ship mein jab aayegi, to main aapko payment dunga. He has put a condition. He may also put a condition that I agree to this liability provided the machinery is sent in 2 pieces, not 5 pieces or 10 pieces. It should come only in 2 pieces so that assembling yahan pe aasan ho jayega. So, you know, these conditions can be put. And between the parties, depending on the nature of the business, they can put such conditions and then they go ahead with the business deal. So most of these conditions, they will be related to the business. They will not be having any unrelated stipulations. Aisa nahi kahenge usme ke I accept my liability provided it rains in the month of April. Aisa koi condition nahi hoga. So the condition will be mostly related to the business. That I accept my liability provided the machinery is supplied to me before the 15th of November. I agree, I accept provided the machinery is given to me, duly assembled and installed at my factory by 30th November. Aisa koi condition hoga, these conditions are acceptable because it is related to the, and both the parties, they agree to such conditions. So, when the conditions are accepted, there is no problem. The other party, the person who is going to get the payment, the payee, he is discharging the parties prior to himself. Un pe koi bojh nahi aayega fir. Qualified acceptance may be subject to some event for part payment or for payment at a specific place or time, or acceptance by only a few drawees where more drawees are mentioned. Suppose in the bill there are 5 drawees and only 3 people are going to accept, that is a qualified acceptance. It is agreed to initially, or it is agreed that payment will be made only in Ahmedabad, or payment will be made only at Porbandar where the port is. Ship aayega to wahan pe hum payment karenge. You know, such conditions, such stipulations, they are all qualified acceptance conditions. But mostly these conditions are accepted because they are related to the business activity. So this is all about acceptance. The acceptance is a integral part of business activity. Once a bill is drawn on the drawee has to accept his liability. He may or may not agree with conditions. He may simply agree without any conditions, or he agrees with conditions. If he does not agree, there is an acceptor for honor. He agrees. He may also simply agree or he may put stipulations. But acceptance is something which is a routine affair where negotiable instruments, bills of exchange are concerned. Okay, thank you.